Well, hello, friends. I have a quick question for you. Have you been struggling with marketing your new business, or maybe you've been in business a while and you feel like either your marketing isn't working or you just don't know how to show up confidently? Great news. I've got a fun new live event training. It's going to be 3 days, May 1st through May 3rd, 2024 here. And it's at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time each day. That's a Wednesday through a Friday. I'm going to help you discover the three keys to unlock your marketing vibe. So what is your marketing vibe? It's what you need to be leveraging so that you can show up as your authentic self, right? And easily stand out from your competition and effortlessly connect with your right people. That's what we're going to do, is discover your three keys so you have them, you know them, you can show up confidently, you can be marketing your stuff in a way that feels comfortable to you. Okay. Make sure you sign up for the training. Scroll down right now in the show notes. You need to get registered, because when you get registered, you save your spot. You're going to get the printables that we're going to be working through during the 3 days of training. Plus, if you actually do the work, you can be entered to win a prize. And if you've been to my live events before, you know they can be really fun. Well, I hope that they're fun to you. They're a blast to me. Okay. And I usually get really good feedback on them. So I hope you'll show up. And I know people get so excited about entering the drawing to win. So super stoked about it. Y'all make sure you get registered, and I will see you on May 1st. Woohoo! Also, you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe if you don't see the link down below. Okay, bye.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 140, and I am so glad that you are here today. Today I'm talking with you about a very important topic. It's about your inner critic and how you can squash it, suppress it, make it go away. And let's let our inner coach run free. And I'm going to talk to you today about how to do that so that you don't have to have those feelings of unworthiness and just all of that yucky stuff that the inner critic can do to you. So if you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad you found this podcast. Today's a more serious one compared to some of the episodes. If you're new, you're probably like, wait, what the heck did I just, tune into? But anyways, I am so glad you're here. If you are in the idea stage, if you're just starting, if you're just beginning to grow your new business doing what you love, then you're in the right place. I'm so glad you have found us. If you're new, make sure you hit the plus sign or subscribe or whatever button you see in the app. Maybe you're in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible. I'm seeing all these new players pop up as far as listens for this podcast. So make sure you click that button, because that way it will keep this podcast at the top of your list and then show you when I have new episodes. So that is awesome. So if you're new, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. And I'm going to invite you right now to my private Facebook group. Yes, I have one. It's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. It's free. Come on in there. We have fun posts each week, and you've got a supportive group at your fingertips who would love to walk alongside you as you are building your business. And I pop in there weekly as well. It's so much fun. I just love seeing all your updates and all that good stuff. It is awesome. So make sure you do that. And I also have some other free goodies for you down below. And there are links, like if you're in the idea stage, I've got a free guide for you. If you're starting your business, I've got a checklist for you. If you're about to grow it, I've got a video mini series for you. Okay. So check those out. And I know that they will help you. And if you have been listening a while, thank you to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are amazing. All the messages, the kind words, the DMs, the posts in the Facebook group when you enter about how much this podcast has helped you, it just warms my heart and makes me know that I'm doing exactly what I should be doing. Isn't that the best feeling when you're doing something that maybe comes naturally to you, but you knew that it could help others? And when you do it, it's the best feeling in the world. That's what I'm so excited for you with your business, is that you get to have this awesome, rewarding feeling too. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello, everyone. How are you? What is shaking? What's going on with your business? I can't wait to see the new updates. Y'all are just doing amazing things. I just can't even get over it. And I can't get over how many different businesses have gone from people coming in the group with just an idea, like coming in the Facebook group and saying, I have an idea. And then now I'm like seeing pictures of store openings and then online stores being launched. It is just amazing. And it's just wonderful. And I love it. And that's why today this episode is so important, because some of you get really slowed down by your inner critic. Okay. Know that your inner critic is probably the loudest voice that you have right now. You may be thinking, can I do this? Am I smart enough? Is my product or service good enough? Do people think I'm stupid when I show up on social? Do they think I'm dumb that I'm starting a business? Do they think I'm weird? Do they think I am not smart enough to do that? I mean, y'all, the amount of thoughts that I've heard that go through your head is like, you can't even count it. It's so many. And you may not even realize that your inner critic is slowing you down, because you'll have those days where you're like, I don't know if I can do this. Or you get maybe a not so good review, or you get a not so good feedback. I shouldn't say review, because you probably haven't had your business open yet. But if you have had your business open and you get a negative review, it hurts. It hurts. It totally hurts. And then it just, that's all you can focus on, right? And if you're just starting, you are probably thinking, what are some of my friends and family going to think of me doing this? Like, what are they going to think? And it actually slows you down, because you waste time thinking about what other people think, and then also wallowing in this like misery of like, I didn't go to school for business, or I don't have, you know, experience in business. I've been a teacher, or I've been a nurse, or I've been doing something totally different. Who am I to start this business? Okay. All of these thoughts are real. They're in your head. Okay. They're real in terms of they really affect you is what I mean. Okay. They're there. They feel heavy. And I'm telling you, it's slowing you down. It's causing you to not do bold things. It's causing you to not move forward. It's causing you to question your abilities and yourself. And it's causing you to may not even, you know, start this business that you've dreamed up. So I want you to think about something for a minute. I want you to think back as you're listening to this. Maybe you're on a walk in the car, walking around the house, whatever you're doing. I want you to think about in your life, if you can recall, a teacher, a coach, someone in your life, it could have even been a parent, someone that you grew up with, that used methods of teaching and helping in a negative way. Like maybe they raised their voice a whole bunch. Maybe they used harsh words. Maybe they were demotivating because they were so mean and they were yelling. And just the way that they approached getting people to make a change in their life or getting people to be better was just so harsh and abrupt that it actually caused the opposite. It made people like you worse. It made you feel bad about yourself. You didn't make the progress. You felt defeated. Think about it. I mean, my daughter's even had that in dance, where someone was so harsh and abrupt and mean and raising their voice that it did the opposite. She crumbled. She caved. And you know the instructor's intent was to motivate. It was to make them better. I believe so many parents and teachers and coaches are there because they want to make a difference in people's lives. I think most of them do. It's kind of like when you hear about good cops and bad cops. I think 99% of the cops are good, but you hear the bad rap about the ones that are really bad, right? And it's the same that goes with instructors, coaches, teachers, all that, leaders in your life. Have you ever had a boss that was so harsh and just used negative methods in ways that were like demeaning, thinking that that was going to motivate you, right? Think about that. It doesn't help. It doesn't make you better. Now, I could be wrong. There could be some of you listening today that respond very well to yelling, raised voice, like, come on, you're better than that, and being really rough and mean. And maybe that actually helps you. I would be surprised if it's a lot of you here. I just don't think it is. Okay. Well, imagine this for a minute, that you here starting this business are becoming that person, that mean leader that you had in your life, that boss, that teacher, that person in your life. You are letting yourself become that as you coach yourself into this business. Is it effective? Is it effective? No, no. A lot of you are sitting there letting your inner critic creep up. You feed it. You keep wallowing in it. You almost enjoy it in a weird, weird way that like, no, I just don't know if I can do this. No, I don't think, forget it. I'm not even smart enough. I'm not techie enough. I don't know how to do this. I'm not good enough at graphics. I don't know how to keep this organized. I am terrible at balancing this with my kids and my life and working out and Bible study and whatever else I'm doing, volunteering. Are you letting that negative inner critic come out and be your loudest voice? If you are, if you have found yourself feeling deflated, demeaned, like less than because you're worrying about what other people think and you keep going, oh my gosh, they are going to think I'm stupid. Like, why am I doing this business? Blah, 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 blah. You have got to take a stand today and tell yourself, I'm going to turn that into my inner coach and a good coach. We are going to turn your inner critic into your inner coach. You literally have to coach yourself while you're in business. I'm telling you this because you won't have a coach by your side all the time. You won't have another person around you all the time to feed you in a positive way, okay? I'm not saying being toxic, over positive. I don't like that either. I think that has its negative attributes as well. And if any of you know what I'm talking about, you get it. Okay, it's those people that are like positive about every single thing. And you're like, can you just be real for just a minute and be like, this sucks, this stinks or whatever, right? And we're going to have to make a game plan to make this better. Everything is not sunshines and rainbows or sunshine and rainbows. You have to let your inner coach come out. And how do we become our inner coach? Okay, so I want to talk with you through 3 points that I think kind of will help you start beginning to let your inner coach come out. Okay. So some of you, first of all, are saying, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm smart enough. All those critical things about your intellect, about your ability, about your skills. I want you to realize, number one, this is your inner coach, to tell yourself, if other people that are not that smart, that haven't gone to business school, that haven't ever started a business, have started and have built successful businesses, then I can too. Okay. So imagine your inner coach saying your name, like I would say, Kimberly, you know what? If these other people can build these successful businesses, even without all the skills, even with the same lack of skills that you have, if they can do it, so can I. Let's say it again. If other people with the same lack of skills that I have can do this and have done this, and I've seen it all around me, then so can I. Then for sure can I. Then surely can I. I've just got to keep taking one step in front of the other. So when you get to this moment where you're questioning your skills, your intellect, your ability, and you tell yourself that little mantra, that sentence there, that if other people can do it, so can I, then think, what is my next best step? Like, really think about it. Okay, whatever. Let's just say you're not smart. You don't have abilities, which is ridiculous, but I'm just going to let you have that. Whatever. If you think you're not good enough, you're smart enough to know what you could maybe do right now to work on your business that you can do, that you are good at. What is something that I'm good at that I could work on in my business right now? If you ever find yourself in this mode, if this inner critic is coming out about your intellect, abilities, strengths, whatever, you're going to say, again, I'm repeating this again, if other people can do this, then so can I. What is something that I'm good at right now? What do I love? What do I enjoy that I could do right now to move my business forward? What do I need to be doing? Do I love to map out calendars? Could I map out a calendar? Do I love to do graphics? Could I do that right now? Do I love to get on a live and talk to my people? Then I will. Whatever it is, okay? What is it that I love to do that I'm excited about, that I like, that I'm good at, that I could do next? Okay, so that's the first one. So number two, okay, if you find yourself saying, I failed, I stink, I want you to flip it around. Your inner coach is going to come out and say, everything is an experiment. Even before you do it, everything is an experiment. After you do it, let's see how the experiment is going. How is the experiment going? What are the results that I'm getting? If you get zero responses, zero sales, zero fans, zero Instagram likes, zero anything from whatever you just did, don't say I failed. Say the results were that I got zero. Okay, that experiment was not what I expected. I'm going to try something else. I'm going to try something else. Everything is an experiment. And if it doesn't work, I'll try again a different way. That's it. So what was number one? If you're questioning your ability, your aptitude, your strengths, you can say, if other people that are not as smart as me have built successful businesses, then I can do. I can too. What are the next best steps I could take doing something that I enjoy in this business right now? That's how we're going to squash those other voices, and we're going to feed your inner coach. The second one, everything is an experiment. Everything's an experiment. If it didn't get the results that I needed or expected or wanted, I'm going to try again another way. Okay? Because a coach would tell you that. A coach would say, okay, that didn't work. What's another way we could try that? Imagine that. You can hear the coach saying that. A good coach would say that. Okay? The third, when you feel like people are judging you and you're worried about what other people think, remember that there's people out there right now who would love you and what you offer. So your inner coach is going to say, there are people out there waiting for me to show up. They need me. Forget what the inner critic is saying, like, oh, your friends are going to think you're stupid or whatever. There are people out there right now waiting for me. Do you know that that's true? Like, do you really believe that at your core right now? I challenge you. If you don't believe that, then what are you doing? If you don't believe that what you offer is great in some way that'll save them time, money, make their life better, help them lose weight, you know, better their relationships, whatever it is, make them happier, make them smile. If you don't think it can do any positive good, then what are you doing? Why are you here? You're doing this business because you want to do good in the world. You want to make people's lives better. Am I right? Like, there's some way that you know you would not be here listening to this podcast, because this is for people who want to make others' lives better and who know that they have a God-given gift or a special gift or a talent or a skill or an experience that they know can better others' lives, right? There are people waiting right now to hear about what you have to offer, maybe hear about your story, or maybe meet you, because it will make them feel better. Okay? There's people in Grow Getters and in my coaching programs that have tragedies that have happened in their life that then made them think differently about life. And when they did, they decided they were going to start a business about something unrelated to the tragedy, but then realized, I can tie this together and I'm making this product to help the people that I want to help make their lives better. Am I making sense? I'm probably not. But what I'm saying is, there's people waiting to hear from you because they can relate to you. They may love your product as a side note and buy it because they feel connected to you. There's so many reasons why people buy from people like you. It's not only your product, but also it can be because they like you, they connect with you, they want to support you, and they are enlightened by what you offer and now have a whole new product or service that they love to have that they didn't even know about before. Okay? That's your inner coach. Your inner coach says your people are waiting for you. Your inner coach does not say, you look dumb, your friends are like, what the heck? WTH, what is she doing? Right? That's that inner critic. Stop. Bring out your inner coach. And if you're in any of my programs, we as a whole, you've never even realized it, but that's what we're trying to do. I'm trying to move you from that point of doubting yourself so that you become a confident business owner. You are intentional about what you do. You know why you're doing everything. Either you're doing it because it's a test, or you're doing it again and again and again because it works every time. Let's stop the inner critic. Think about those mean coaches, those mean teachers, those people in your life, the boss that did not know how to help people make change. That's the inner critic we've got to squash. Let's feed and bring out our inner coach, who, number one, will say, if other people with less skills than me can do this, then surely I can. I can do this. Number two, I will always be experimenting until I find the winning combination. Everything's an experiment. This is good. We're going to learn from everything. Number three, there's people waiting for me to show up. They're going to love what I offer, and they may even really connect with me. There's people waiting right now. I'm so excited that you are taking these steps, that you are seeking out knowledge from those who have gone before you, that you are putting your head in the game, and that you're being serious about this and you're doing it right. You're not just like throwing this together and just crossing your fingers. We're not doing that. Hope's not a plan. You're taking everything a day at a time and you're working through this methodically. I'm so happy for you. Again, if you're new here, get the free downloads and resources to help you so that you can just kickstart this and get this thing going. And then keep in mind, for those of you that have launched your business and Grow Getters, we'll be opening the door soon. I'm accepting new members to help you along this journey so you can get this business off the ground and growing and making money. I'm so excited for all of you. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much. And until next time, bye.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.